a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Hour number two underway here on the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Howdy. Monday night, 29th of October, 2007. If you're joining us on the program here tonight, welcome aboard. Tomorrow night, we're going to talk with Trevor Lyman. He is the man responsible for the website thisnovember5th.com. That's thisnovember5th.com. And what he's trying to do is get 100,000 people to pledge $100 to the Ron Paul campaign and donate the money to the Ron Paul website on November 5th, and hoping to have a day of of $10 million for Ron Paul. We've got about a little over 12,000. And 12,000 people that are pledged to do it. And so that would, you know, if that's the case, you need to get 1.2 million in there. But I would love to see us get upwards of to 100,000. But he'll be our guest tomorrow night in the first hour. Friday night on the show, we'll have the Young Guns Roundtable with Lee Rogers, Doug Owen, and Michael Vail. We'll talk about the news and other things. Lee Rogers is the gentleman who broke the news about H.R. 1955, and who wrote the big articles about it. And he is one sharp guy. All these guys are sharp, and I'm just tickled pink to be associated with them in a small way. And the work that they do on their websites are very, very cool. And their numbers, their traffic numbers are going up on a daily basis. It's a great thing to see. And you know, and I know as time goes on, more and more people are going to be you know, coming into this and catching on and figuring out what's going on. Because folks, like I said, this is an information war, and we have to take the fight to them. That's why I'm pumping the micros. I'm pumping anything that will, on a large scale, get information to people. And that's where we're at. I mean, one-on-one, it's a great thing because you can take time and educate people, but we're just out of time for the one-on-one. We just don't have that time anymore, or that luxury. Things are moving very fast. Since 9/11, things are moving very, very quickly. And I think it even surprises a number of people who've been at this a while how fast it's moving. But it's important that we get busy and we stay after it and we take the fight to them. We're going to grab a break, come back on the other side. We'll talk with Steve in Ohio, plus you at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back here on the Midnight Rider. Let's go straight to the phone. Steve in Ohio, thanks for waiting. You're on the program. Welcome aboard.
Hello, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I had a news story just popped up in front of my face that I thought maybe your listeners might be interested in. Now, it looks like the government has offered Blackwater immunity from prosecution. So I can't never remember a private company being offered immunity. Now, maybe it's happened in the past, I don't know, but usually it's like diplomats and stuff like that, you know. And so I guess you could call that a free license to kill. I don't know for sure.
Well, essentially that's what it is. And there's even questions now. A little town called Protero, California, had been fighting Blackwater and trying to keep him from building a training camp out by this little town. And there are people wondering now in that town if Blackwater may not have been involved with the fires, because these fires started, they saw no fire trucks, no nothing.
Jeez.
Until the houses were burned down.
Huh, that's strange. And, yeah. I know, I'll tell you what, these people are going to be in our faces in the future. I have a gut feeling about that. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a public-private partnership, and this Blackwater is nothing but a bunch of thugs. I mean, they're trying to build their own air force. They stole two MiG-29s from Iraq, and nobody knows where those are at. So we know they've got two MiG-29s. They're about to buy a bunch of planes from Brazil for low-level ground support, which is these are essentially like a new version of P-51s, from what I can see, and looking at the statistics, they're slower a slower version, built just exactly the same way. And so they're buying these from a Brazilian company. They're buying boats for training, which means they're going to have their own navy. And I'm just sitting here wondering why people like you and I can't do that.
Hey, no kidding. You know, I'll tell you what, I was concerned when I heard the report about a month ago when 190,000 machine guns, I think it was AK-47s, was unaccounted for and missing in Iraq.
Oh, yeah. Billions of dollars are missing there, too. Yeah.
Yeah, now where was them diverted to? Back here or what?
No, I mean, they've been giving them to both sides. We've been funding both sides all the way through.
Yeah, what worries me is where they ended up, and will they be used against us someday? I don't know.
Probably so. I mean, that's that's eventually where this is all leading anyway. The idea here is to get the Middle East burning. You let the Turks come across, attack the Kurds. You've got Iran who supports the Turks, and you know should the Turks need aid, Iran's going to be obligated to render that aid. They step across the border. There's another pretext. I mean, this thing is being set up so many different ways that regardless of what anybody does, we're going to war. And it's going to be World War III because as soon as we attack Iran, Russia and China become involved.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and they've already said so. You mess with Iran, then you've got to mess with Russia. And Russia's out of debt. Russia still has their industry. We don't. I mean, I was sitting here thinking about this earlier. Our dollar's crashing. Our industrial might is gone. And after the first initial attacks and stuff, when our planes are shot up and we're needing parts, where are we going to get them? Where are we going to build new airplanes? Where are we going to build new ships to fight World War III? We can't.
Yeah, I don't know if they want it that way or what. I don't know what they're doing.
It's all by design that one way or another, this country's going down.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you, they're back in the center corner. There's just no place to run either. It's like do or die.
Right, and if you got people like Blackwater here that are interfacing with the police departments, and you've got the police departments being federalized through the grant money and the training programs, in essence, then the first thing that they're going to do is they're going to come and start taking the people's guns. And so what are you going to do when the Chinese land? Hi.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to find ways to hold on your weapons and your food and all of that. And, I mean, I think by hook or by crook, Steve, the design is to tank this country.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, they'll do whatever they have to do. Doesn't matter. You know, the ends justify the means for these people. They don't care how many people they have to kill.
You know what's really worrisome? I'm not a real religious person. Like, I don't go to church every Sunday, pray like I should, but I do read the Bible, and I do believe in God. And, you know, it's just unbelievable how the things that are going on in America and around the world today parallels with what it talks about in the Bible will be the last days. It's just unbelievable. Everything is just right on target, you know.
The question I have about it, though, Steve, is this God doing this, or is this man pushing it to make it happen?
That's what I wonder about. Can we change God's plan? If God's doing it, can we change the plan? Maybe we can. I don't know for sure.
I don't know. I mean, but I just wonder if these people are not trying to hasten it along. I stumbled across an article earlier this evening that went into that very subject. I mean, you've got a number of people, evangelical Christians in this country, that are for the rapture to occur. So whatever Israel does is fine. The fact that we attacked Iraq is fine. The fact that we're going to attack Iran is okay, because they know that's where the great battle with Gog and Magog is going to take place, right there in the Middle East.
I tell you, that to be a nut to want to hasten on torment and torture and everything else, you know, you'd want to try to delay that as much as possible. But
that's what I would think. You know,
yeah.
That you know you would be saying, you know, give me extra time. I mean, if what they say is true, okay, let's assume for a moment, because we have people of so many different religious backgrounds here. So
yeah.
Let's assume for a minute the Bible is spot on.
Right.
And according to the evangelicals, the rapture's coming and that kind of thing, and everybody's going to jump on the rapture train and leave when the second coming occurs. Wouldn't you be trying to stop that to get extra people that you love and that you know on board that train with you,
rather than
trying to make this thing speed up?
You're not kidding. That's what the Bible says. You're supposed to be trying to save souls before all this stuff happens, you know. But I don't know. I don't know what to believe anymore, you know. It just doesn't look like there's anything we can do except warn people.
I think that's it. And when there's sufficient number of us, then we can turn the tables on them. But I think in the meantime, we've got to invest what money we can in taking the fight to them instead of us reacting.
I think we need
to start acting.
I think the worst thing we can do is give up.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, as long as there's one person with hope, we've not lost.
That's right, exactly.
And as long as it's in one person, that message of freedom still goes on, then the dream will be alive. We might all be dead, but as long as that one person's there to spread that to others down the road, then we'll eventually win one way or the other.
I agree. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, you're welcome, Steve.
Okay.
Have a good night. That's it. It's keeping that hope of freedom, the quest for freedom. Man all over the world quests to be free and to live their lives according to the way they would like to live their life and have a great life for their family and their kids. Every time I spend, you know, we've got four kids here at home, and I have two older daughters. One is in college, and the other one's a mother of three, and they're all under three. I tried to convince her against that, but that was no go. So I've got all these little grand critters running around, and every time I look into their little faces, I just sit and think, what kind of a world are they going to grow up in, and what kind of world are they going to try to raise a family in? And how are they going to find jobs? And how are they going to be educated? And all of that. And you sit and look at it, and it makes what we do, both here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, this show, the other show I do every day, the network I run, every piece of effort that we have and we put into that is to ensure they have a good future. None of us are getting rich. None of us are driving around in big, long Cadillacs and having, chauffeurs and limousines and that kind of stuff. It's not happening. Most of us live hand to mouth. Some of us got a little bit better than others. But the fact is we're all trying to do our part. And we counted the cost a long time ago. I know when I counted it before I ever turned the microphone and did my very first show. Over a year ago. I'd been on a radio since 1994. But I knew that I had to say something. I knew that I had to stand up. I knew that I had to do something. And the only thing I've ever been good at is running my mouth. And that's why I'm here. And through just simple twists of fate and things, I'm on this program. Would have never dreamed it a year ago. You know, I was content to do my little show, and then I get a call, and here I am. And it gives me just another opportunity every day to try to get this message out. And I'm so thankful for every one of you who listens and who spreads the word about the program, about RBN, and the work that people are trying to do to get this information out to folks. The infrastructure is here, guys. If people just hear the message, we've got it here, and we can educate folks, and we can get them aware of what's going on, and we can show them, and we can teach them and educate them, and turn them on to freedom and liberty. I mean, that's what it's about. That's what it's all about. You got Sherry Peel Jackson now, basically in a trial for her life. Regarding the income tax. And so she's there and having to deal with that. First day, spent half a day picking jury, and the prosecution went after her and she testified. I don't know what the outcome of her testimony was or anything. I guess tomorrow, I guess the defense takes over, I hope, and they get a chance to put their case on. Because she's told them, she's just said, look, there is no law. Why should I pay taxes if there's no law? And why should she? Why should any of us? Why should any of us continue to feed the beast when we're not required to? And it ain't none of that Romans 13, render under Caesar crap, and that, none of that. Back in a minute with more. 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
If you'd like to join us on the broadcast, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you want to join us here. Tonight on the Midnight Rider, chat room's open, both at republicbroadcasting.org and at midnightridershow.com. So feel more than free to hop in either room and join the conversation. Always, and I say always, good conversations going on in both. And so very cool. Always, always, always something good. And good people. And that's the thing about this, is that it is about people. And we forget that. We get into all these theories and how this might apply and that might apply. And it's about people. And individual freedom. Freeing the individual first before we can free the group. And each person has to free themselves. I can't free you. You can't free me. You've got to do it yourself. And that's how you have to do it. Sorry. I wish it was just a group think. We all get together and, my name is Bob and I'm now free. It's not that simple. I mean, because we've been conditioned into believing so many different things, so many perceptions of reality, that for many people, it's going to be very, very difficult because of how entrenched they are in this conditioning to ever walk out of it and to ever understand that things are not as they seem. And we don't have to have everybody. We just need 5-15% of the population. 5 will do it. That's 15. Now that's 15 million people. Give us 10%, we've got 30 million people. 15%, hey, it's 45. We'll go. And that's what we have to be looking for, is to get as many people as we possibly can aware. And not just aware, but ready to do something. Ready to do something to take the country back. And no more crazy theories. And I mean, we've got countless people sitting in jail because of a theory. Things tangible that we can deal with is the fact that we don't feed the beast, whether the tax is legal or not. You stop feeding it. You have to. And you have to understand that for freedom, there's a cost. And we have to be ready to pay that price if necessary. I'm sorry. I'm not real hip on it, but that's what has to be done. And that's it in a nutshell. But here's George Carlin. They caught him at a book signing and asked him about 9/11. And listen to what he has to say about reality.
I want to ask you, George, I'm really curious to find out what you think about this whole 9/11 conspiracy truth movement thing that's going on across the nation. They interrupted Bill Maher's show last Friday.
Yeah.
What are your personal thoughts on that? Would you care to comment on that?
I always question the received reality. The consensus reality is often intentionally misleading.
Would you support a new investigation on 9/11?
You know, that's like, you know, that they don't investigate themselves in this country. Those people, there would be a white one. It would be like the Kennedy thing. It would be like everything. Okay. The people who are in charge do what they want, and they will always do what they want. The power does what it wants to. And I wouldn't trust an investigation. It's just fun. It's good speculation. Because you can't, you're getting this on here.
Oh, yeah. I hope you don't mind.
Well, anyway, now you know. Yes. Take care of yourself.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you, George.
And he's right. I mean, it's the received reality, consensus reality. Hey, all the networks came up with the same story. I guess it must be true. And so when you create a reality, a virtual world, because none of it's real, i.e. the war on terror, it's all just perception. People believe it because, hey, well, so many people said it. It has to be true. That's what they said. Yeah, I turned on CNN. They said it was this. I turned on Fox. They said it was this. MSNBC said this. NBC, ABC, CBS. Heck, even PBS said it was true. Has to be. And so many people buy it and go for it. Got another clip for you of him I'm going to play. He was on Keith Olbermann here not too long ago. And then we'll play after the break. And, you know, it's sad, folks, to understand certain things in this country. We have to rely on comedians. But we will, and we'll get Mr. Carlin's take on things when we come back. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 800-259-9443. This is the Midnight Rider, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
If you want to be on the program here tonight on the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, let's take a quick phone call. Robert in Ontario, thanks for waiting. You're on the air, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I'm a little tired tonight, so I've got a couple things I just want to make, a couple points I want to make, Mike. Sir Edward Coke, he's a person from history. He's responsible for the Petition of Right, okay, as with Charles I, leading up to the English Civil War.
Right.
Now, he was a lawyer. He's got a reputation for being the toughest lawyer England ever knew. And he was all about the common law, okay? He was all about ensuring that people were not, certain people were not above the law, like we're dealing with today, okay?
Right.
Here in this country, we had a prime minister who, when he was the minister of finance, was basically a was caught trying to steal, $1.3 billion out of his own office. Okay, our auditor general here discovered that. Now, instead of going to jail like he should have done, he was giving a public inquiry. You know, this is a situation where, again, people, certain people are above the law, and we've been experiencing this for a long time. Now, if you go back to the time to say Sir Edward Coke, okay, this is a long time ago. This is the last time really that these types of people really felt the pinch. He was responsible for treason trials, a number of things. He, like Charles I, had his head cut off. And why? Because he was under the belief that he could do things, the divine right of the king. Okay, that
right.
The common law didn't apply to him. Okay, now this is in the United States, Cheney, Bush. This whole group believe that they are above the law, okay? And, of course, they're legislating the law. Now, it's a legal thing. It's also a moral thing as well. I saw something else today about values, okay? It's from a military handbook, okay, a United States military handbook, and it really, really struck me. I'm going to read something here to you quickly. Values are attitudes about the worth or importance of people, concepts, or things. Now, values influence our behavior because of them we decide between alternatives and choices we make every day. Mm-hmm. I had an experience recently where I was having coffee with someone who worked for Ontario Hydro here. Now, it's been recently taken over by a private interest, and our rates here have doubled and tripled. What struck me about this guy from Hydro was he was very disrespectful to me. He spoke to me. He continued to do a crossword puzzle, and of course I questioned him about, well, people can't afford to pay their Hydro bills, on and on and on, et cetera, et cetera. Now, what I'm noticing is with people is if they don't place any value or worth, if they don't attach any worth to people,
right,
they're not interested in the truth at all. Okay, so if we're out there giving out disinformation, trying to wake people up, don't waste your time. You want to judge them a little bit beforehand. Now, if we what are their core values? If they don't attach any worth to people, or they're not good candidates for the truth, because they don't care about the truth.
Right.
I'll turn it back over to you.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you, Robert. That's if they don't care about their fellow man, then they're, they're, quite frankly, they're a waste of space. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I mean, they're free to be that way, but in the grand scheme of things, they're a waste of space.
It is scary, that there's so many people out there today that they're just completely indifferent to other people.
Right.
I think it was some British philosopher that said that indifference is the epitome of inhumanity. Yeah, people who are indifferent to their fellow man, they see them like animals, okay? And, mm-hmm. and of course, they don't give a hoot about the truth. And so why waste your time with them? You can tell by my voice, I'm very upset tonight about some of the things I'm hearing, Mike, particularly about what's going down, in the United States, south to our south here. I hope that it is truly a land of the brave. There are certain people down there that youth people need to step up, because it's obvious that, youth people are going to, start coming under fire as well. It's just horrible what's going on. I am very upset I'll tell you.
Yeah, and at the same time, you know, we got to get you guys up there cooking too to slow things down up there. I mean,
let me say one thing here. You know, Robbie Noel did a story about Michael Collins, okay, some time ago. It was fantastic. Okay, I emailed him, and I suggested to him that he, you know, do another one on Sir Edward Coke. Now, you might look at that. I don't know.
I will.
But he's an important man, and America, use people down there because it's about Britain, okay? It happened, you know, back then. You kind of disregard it, okay? But there, the English Civil War, okay, and it's very important because there are so many parallels with what happened then and what's happening now. During the English Civil War, what really, you know, when they started stepping on the wrong toes, okay, when the people who had money, who had something to lose, when they started feeling the pinch of the tyrants of the day, then, you know, something got done. Like even Cromwell himself had been a parliamentarian, and he kind of led the way. So maybe we need to look towards people in, like Ron Paul, okay? I had something else I wanted to say there.
Okay.
Oh, about Republic Broadcasting, used people are doing an international broadcast, okay?
Yeah.
I'd like to see, you know, John Stabmiller and the network be a little more sensitive or be more a little more aware of the fact that you've got this vast audience and that the solutions to the problem they want globalism. Maybe they'll get a type of globalism they didn't bargain for. And, if you know what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah.
And it may even come down to that the problem is too big for even one country to solve. These people are global. They are completely out of control, and they scare you know what out of me. Anyway.
Sure. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm
going
to go to
call.
Bed, Mike.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Sleep well, my friend.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. I mean, the problem is global in nature. And, I just wish there were more people that were standing up around the world. You get into this where, you know, I've... Robert's not the first person who says, use people down there need to stand up. And, we do. But what about people in Canada saying, heck no, we don't like the cameras everywhere. We don't like the fact that we can't get mail. We don't like the fact that we can't speak our mind. It's going to take, you know, it's all of us. I mean, the Canadian economy is in danger of going to pot because the Canadian dollar continues to rise. Because the American dollar continues to fall. And folks up north are just as involved in this as we are. I mean, there may be a border separating us, and maybe different governments, but all in all, it's exactly the same. I mean, there's no different. All right, I want to play you part of this Carlin clip. Don't know that we're going to get to all of it because we're just about out of time here, but I'm going to play a portion of it. I'll let you listen to George Carlin, great comedian. But he's a comedian with it. It has a lot of common sense. It's a lot of basic stuff that we overlook. And here he is with Keith Olbermann.
TV comedian is running for president. A Republican senator is doing stand-up. And the far right is screaming about the outing of a prominent educator, a fictional prominent educator. Our number one story in the countdown. For 40 years, in times of such times of need, I have frequently relied on one man to make some sense of this crap. In a moment, that man, George Carlin, will join us. First, this story. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling said last Friday her books included as a subtext a plea for an end to hatred, to bigotry, and that the most stalwart of the adults in the series, the headmaster, Dumbledore.
All right, hold on. Let's move this forward just a bit here. Rather than the fact that Dumbledore is gay, who cares? I don't. And who cares about the Teletubbies? There we go. All right, here we go.
Released career retrospective, George Carlin, All My Stuff. includes 12 HBO specials spanning three decades. George Carlin, pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. This is the best news show ever. I told that to one of your producers, and I want you to know that. I've seen them all, and it's just, especially the first 35 minutes.
Thank you, sir.
It's just unparalleled.
I got bad news. Between you and I, we got 6 minutes to completely screw that in the ground.
Okay,
right?
That's good.
Dumbledore,
yes.
Jerry Falwell, yeah. Tinky Winky. I'm missing something on why gay, non-existent characters are so important.
Don't these professional Christians have something to do during the day? I mean, isn't there? Didn't Jesus leave instructions how to plan your day? Something constructive? Didn't he kind of help people? Didn't he, you know, look out for the afflicted? You know, to use half of A.J. Liebling's quote, comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable to complete it. You know, it just seems that they get off on these tangents, you know. And of course, the homosexuality and the reading of science fiction, such as the Bible, you know, and giving it the standard of truth. I mean, they just, it would be cartoonish if it weren't, dangerous to some people.
All right, and leading people to establish theocracies and go to war and all the rest of that.
Yes, and instilling guilt and shame and fear in people.
There's a Republican poll out that says that Stephen Colbert is fifth among Democrats. They surveyed 1,000 people who, I don't know, like Republicans or whatever the polling was. But is there a period of time? Have we gotten there? Because Mencken predicted that eventually we'd actually elect the dumbest guy in America. Are we going to someday elect a satirical president, a guy who really has no intention of having the audience doing it as a sales tool for something else?
Well, we're working on it. I mean, we did elect something of that nature in 2000 and 2004, if you want to look at it from a long distance. You know, if you're up close, it may not be that. I was around in 1960 when Professor Irwin Corey ran for president. And I was around in 1968 when Pat Paulson ran for president. And I think Larry Flint had a go at it there. For a while. Why is he the fifth among Democrats? Doesn't he play a Republican on television?
Yeah, apparently he comes in 10th or 11th down there with Tom Tancredo. He's only got like 1% of the Republican. Of course, he is, as Bob and Ray once posited, was the best way to try to get elected, run for both the Democratic and Republican nominations. You have two chances.
He's just a wonderful, comic relief, and I hope he goes far, and I hope he can get a couple of primary states under his belt.
We really upset this thing. The reverse of Colbert. I want to play you this clip. It's Senator Arlen Specter and a story that he says his colleague's father used to tell. Play this thing.
Dan's mother and I have sex almost every night. We almost have sex on Monday. We almost have sex on Tuesday.
It was as odd as it is to see a Republican senator, even a fairly liberal one from Pennsylvania, standing there at the Improv.
Yes.
Is there something positive about this? Because, you know, if Nelson Rockefeller had made that joke 40 years ago, not only would he have been out of the presidential race, he would have had to resign as governor of New York. Just anything that touchy. Is it better that we're letting these guys get up and have fun?
I liked Rockefeller because he gave the finger to the Republican convention, the conservatives in 1964, and then he died in the saddle, which I thought was a nice thing. For the Republic. Of course, he had his screw you money off and put away a long time before.
Yeah.
I think that's a great joke that Specter told. I was waiting for Phil Specter.
I wasn't sure.
Either Specter might have been okay for me.
Yeah, well, Phil is no longer involved in the government. Well, not directly, anyway.
No.
Now he's being pursued by the government.
Right.
I mentioned Bob and Ray. Those were my heroes when I was a kid. At the height of Watergate, I got to interview them, and I said, you know, why don't you do, because they'd gone after McCarthy in a limited way, but a very effective way. So why didn't you do more political humor? And Ray Goulding said, how could we make that funnier?
Yeah.
Do you feel that way about President Bush?
Well, I use the sledgehammer. I don't bother with the rapier on Bush. And I don't really do a lot of political humor, but I have some glancing blows in the current show that I'm developing. And one of them is the reference to him as Governor Bush and the fact that I will always think of him, no matter where they hang his portrait, no matter where they put his statue. That's what he is. He's Governor Bush, because that's the last elected office he held legally in this country. So I like moving in and really hurting them.
Yeah.
I don't like this let's be cute and let's be clever. I like smashing them. That's the only way to take care of them.
The other day, and speaking of smashing things, I quoted in this newscast, first item in the newscast, the seven words you can't say on television, the story of them, and the fact that everybody forgets that the first part of that story is the guy who had his phone tapped and would answer the phone, bleep Hoover.
Yeah.
We're back there. How did we get back to the same position that we were when you made that joke originally in the 70s?
You're talking about wiretapping and spying on people. Yeah. Well, I don't know that we ever really left. See, I don't think that Frank Church Committee really did any good. I don't think all of these reforms. I think power does what it wants. And now they're just more naked about it. Now they just put it right out front and say, this is what we're doing to you folks. It's, this country's finished. It's been sliding downhill a long time. And everybody's got a cell phone that makes pancakes, so they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to make any trouble. People have been bought off by gizmos and toys in this country, and no one questions things anymore. Seriously, that's what I love about your show. I mean, you bring the thing right to them, and that's the only way to do it.
If you got the platform and you're not doing something with it, you might as well have a trained monkey out here. The one and only George Carlin. The retrospective is called.
All right, so Carlin, there he says the country's finished. And maybe, and maybe we are. But damn, we got to try. And people have been, bought off with vicariously living through other people on, shows like Survivor, Dancing with the Stars, American Idol. Every gizmo that comes down the pike, we're hot on. Oh, got to have it. Ooh, my buddy down the street has it, so I've got to keep up with him. And now you've got a country full of people that are stressed out over money and making the rent. Not worried about anything else, but just making the rent. All right, we'll be back in just a minute with more. Final segment around the corner. This is the Midnight Rider. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network, final segment of the night. Let's quickly take a call. Don in Massachusetts, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. This is Sean in Massachusetts.
Hey, Sean. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good. Got just a couple of minutes here. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I listened to the clip that you made that you had with Keith Olbermann and George Carlin.
Yeah.
I wanted to comment. I mean, what are we all doing all this for if we're going to give up? You know, I mean, George, I mean, I love George. I like Keith Olbermann tremendously and everything else. But I think that brings a kind of a negative connotation to what all of what you do every single day, every single night or 5 days a week, and what most other people do is to fight.
Right. And regardless of whether we win or lose, and failure, quite honestly, is not an option, because if we lose, we die. The thing is, we have no choice. I mean, do we just sit here and allow them to continue to do it, or do we stand up and draw a line in the sand and say no? And if you go down, at least we go down swinging.
Exactly. And you know what? We're not done.
No, we're not done by...
We're not done at all.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say. We are not done, and you are living proof that we're not done. And this whole network is living proof that we're not done, and we are fighting, and we are going forward. And that's all I wanted to say, is that we are here, we are fighting, and we are staying with it, and with people like Keith.
Well, I mean, for Keith Olbermann, it's a paycheck, and he reads what somebody sticks in front of him. Maybe he probably doesn't believe what he reads anyway.
I think he's a little bit more towards our thinking than most, but I mean, yeah. He says a lot of things the way they are, but you know, most can't.
And, you know, even a broken clock is right two times a day.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in, Sean.
You bet. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I twice a day it's right, and he does. You know, he has made some good points, and that's why I aired it. You know, because in many ways we are finished. The America that was. No longer exists. That America is dead. Now the question is, do we want to resurrect the America that was? Where your kids could go out and they could play and not worry about stuff. They could grow up and be kids. They could be kids while they're growing up. I think a lot of that is very true. That piece of America that one of the things that made us special, they have tried to kill off. The problem is that in the final analysis, as long as we have the spirit, that human spirit that's in us, and the fact that our genes flow, our bodies flow with the blood of revolutionaries, people who over 200 years ago said they'd had enough, over 10% taxes, folks. And they fought back. Now, we've let it increment up to 40, 50%. And it's time we do something about it. We could be done. I don't know, but I'm not ready to quit. I'm ready to take the fight to them. We may be late to the party. And I think in many ways we probably are. But by golly, we're gonna fight anyway. At least I am. I'm going to do everything I can, and your help will make it happen. Just us individually being free. And we'll work together as a group. Folks, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Folks, that's why we're fighting to save this country. Tomorrow night, Trevor Lyman The creator of ThisNovember5th.com is going to be on. We're going to talk about his pledge to get 100,000 people to pledge $100 for Ron Paul. Good night, everybody.